This is Bishop Brennan. Join me in praying the 9 days for life novena for the end of abortion, for mothers and fathers of children, and for hope and healing for those experiencing the loss of a child from abortion.
Day 3. May every expectant mother receive compassionate care and support as she nurtures the life in her womb.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
When the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, she opened her heart to receive his message that she would conceive the Son of God in her womb. As a young, betrothed, but unmarried woman, Mary knew that her pregnancy presented many challenges. Despite this knowledge, she faithfully responded, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Like the Blessed Mother, women who unexpectedly become pregnant often face significant challenges. They too are called to place their trust in God and faithfully respond to His gift of new life. And we are called to walk with them in their time of need. As Jesus taught us, when we love and serve others, we are loving and serving Him. May all expectant mothers be encouraged by Mary's example and receive support and grace in lovingly welcoming their children into the world.
During this 9-day novena for life, please consider an act of reparation, such as fasting or spending extra time in prayer for an end of abortion and healing for those affected by abortion. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.